Absolutely no attempt on the part of this government to hurt any Liberian citizen. President Sirleaf is a genuine and exemplary leader who believes in democracy. She does not conspire to harm citizens of her own country, not to talk about political leaders. She believes in political competition. So I do not know where Councillor Tubman is getting that claim from.
When we pressed Mr. Tubman, what was his evidence for making such a claim? He suggested that the police were there to the scene of the CDC headquarters 5 minutes prior to the time he came, but they never shot, according to him, at the crowd. But he claimed they began shooting after he and George Weah arrived.
Well, James, the point the government wants to make is that this was a non-political day as determined by the National Elections Commission. And so no political party in Liberia should have engaged in such a huge political rally. However, the government regrets the loss of life. And for Councillor Tubman to try to turn the attention on him and not talk about the Liberian citizen that died on that day, I think is quite unfortunate. And this is why the government has already constituted a board of inquiry to ascertain all these varying claims. And so the elections are over now. I think it's important for us to move forward. The president delivered an address on Friday in which she talked about reconciling the nation, wishing to all Liberians. I think that's the spirit that the president wants to now engender in this country. And I think all Liberians want that kind of spirit to be engendered in the country.